Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everything goes well May 19th. All but the indoor mask mandate will be gone as well, including capacity limits. And, you know, the governor's special powers are set to expire May 20th, and I think they'll address the mask mandate at that point. We're just glad to have Max Reese joining us for a quick minute, Director of Communications for Governor Mon. I know you're taking the kids to school from Bluetooth. Hi, kids.
Hey. Good morning. My son's preoccupied with a lollipop because I'm father of the year.
Yay!
The pacifier for the quick radio interview. We appreciate it. Listen, real quick, talk about how this came about. Did this come fast, the May 1st and May 19th, and was there consensus within the administration to do this?
So number one, there was consensus, number one. But number two, you know, going back weeks, you know, and this is how, you know, Governor Lamont has been since the beginning.
Right.
He always tries to look 4 weeks ahead, 5 weeks ahead, 6 weeks ahead. If there's a way to move forward, if there's an adjustment to the, you know, to the different sector rules that were in place. And the first conversations about these rollbacks really started in February.
Wow.
And obviously we were in a different place back then. The vaccine uptake rate wasn't very high.
Right.
And then probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, you know, full disclosure, there was one discussion over the weekend where there was a discussion of should we be making changes? And the governor said, you know what, I don't think we should. I think that it's too early, and I don't think that's the right signal. Fast forward 2 or 3 weeks, you know, after over the weekend, it was Governor Lamont, Commissioner Gifford, Commissioner Layman, Josh Jabal, Paul Mounds, and myself on the phone. And we went over the metrics, went over the data, went over the business rules, and the governor decided, you know, this is feeling like it's the right way to go.
Did he consult with other governors? I know at the outset, he was talking to, for example, Governor Cuomo quite a bit. Is he doing some of that still, or is that kind of by the boards, he's using his own people?
We had our commissioners and some of our secretary level folks reach out. Like our chief of staff, Paul Mounds, is always in touch with our neighboring states. And we know that Commissioner Gifford was also in touch with her neighboring states as well. But the thing that's very different today than a year ago is a lot of the states are in different places when it comes to our vaccine distribution.
Right.
And like the governor said, we're only able to do this because of our vaccine success, and we can only keep it going as long as that vaccine success
continues. It's funny, you bring up the vaccine. How concerned are you, the governor, the staff, about getting that last third taken care of?
So, you know, the way I've been framing it internally is we would be very successful getting from about 0% to 60%. And we're there now, right?
Right.
61% of 18-year-olds and older in Connecticut are vaccinated with at least one shot. I mean, that's well above the national average of 50% right now. But getting from that 60% to 70 or 80% or higher, that's going to be the challenge, which is why we have the mobile vans. It's why we have the FEMA mobile unit. That's why we're investing so much in knocking on doors and things like that, because we know that that's where the money needs to be spent to get significant uptake.
How long do we get to keep the FEMA unit, the mobile unit?
So the first one, we're hoping to get a second one. The first one is going to be here through the end of May.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be doing stops all over the state of Connecticut.
So what are potential, I mean, I know the numbers tick up. I don't know how much you can share with us. What could be a chink in the armor of, I think, more May 19th than the first? What would stop that progress?
You know, put, put, put it this way, Brian, and that's a great question. Put it this way. If we continue to see our metrics on the infection rates stay down, you know, our hospitalizations have basically been in effect the same for the better part of a month now. But if we continue to see low numbers, we're in good shape. But if we begin to see an uptake, that means there's something else going on in the community, maybe with the variants. But that's also not likely to be just a Connecticut problem. And if that happens, then you better believe that the governor will adjust.
Was he getting lobbied? You know, obviously the people who own the Rock Goat or the Yard Goats have got to be happy as can be. Restaurants are probably quite a bit happier. Have they had any contact with the governor lobbying him, saying, hey, look, we got to get this thing going or we're gone?
The governor hasn't had, you know, those levels of discussions, but I will tell you, Commissioner Layman, I think, speaks to Scott Dultz in the Connecticut Restaurant Association more than his own wife nowadays. You know, as we've been trying to keep this dialogue going. But as you guys well know, and I, you know, I listened to you when we announced the getting rid of capacity restrictions, but still mandating distancing. Restaurants were still not happy with that.
I know.
You know, which was understandable, right? I mean, we're still mandating distancing. But look, the conversations continue, but I wouldn't say there was a kind of direct lobbying.
We'll save the rest of the questions for next time. The lollipop has run out.
You've got things to do, Dan.
Hey, Max, we really appreciate you giving us time on this
Tuesday.
Thanks,
Max. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys.
There you go.
Max Reese, director of comms.
Get kids in the car, people. What are you going
to
do?
I mean, that's life. And we all have to deal with life, even when you're a big dog with the governor's office. And, of course, Max, longtime political reporter at NBC Connecticut.
Yes.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.